Amen.
Amen. I'd like to thank God for being here this day.
Amen.
Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I shall draw all men unto me.
Amen.
Paul also says in Romans 1 in the verses number 16 that I'm not ashamed of the gospel
of Christ,
because it is the power unto salvation. So you don't have to worry about Brother Pope not preaching the gospel, because that's what we're instructed to do as gospel preachers.
Amen.
That's what you call a true gospel preacher. You
Amen.
Can preach the word, but if you don't add the gospel, then you just spoken a few words.
Okay.
We must, as men, speak where the Bible speaks and Amen. Be silent where the Bible is silent.
Amen.
If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever.
Amen.
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 This is why we do what we do. We can't add ourselves to the preached word, because okay. it's already been set before us. And we do it because we want to glorify God
Amen.
And his son. We're going to be looking at the scriptures tonight. The title of the lesson, according to the saying of the man of God.
Okay.
2 Kings chapter 5, verses 10 through 15. A few things that we're going to kind of keep an eye on.
Okay.
The man of God hears your concerns or problems. The man of God may send word by someone else to provide help.
Okay.
The man of God offers a solution. We must be willing to listen to the words of the man of God.
Amen.
We must follow the sayings of the man of God to the letter. Do not leave anything out.
Okay.
The people of God must come to the house of the Lord to hear from the man of God.
Amen.
If you're seeking true spiritual growth, you must be attentive for all worship services.
Amen.
You must attend Bible class.
Amen.
You must come and do extra work on your own. Those things that are being taught to you, you must go and study those things as well that you have learned.
Okay.
So you can actually grow spiritually.
Amen.
It's a great concept that Brother Brooks spoke about earlier today about being more spiritual.
Okay.
And those are some of the things that we can do to be more spiritual.
Amen.
And we're going to look at this lesson. But first of all, I just like to thank Brother Brooks and Brother Stroud and the Highland Heights family for allowing me to be able to speak today.
Amen.
Because without God, none of this would be possible.
Amen.
And I just thank those men and brothers and all the sisters and brothers that are here, because it's truly a privilege when you can stand and speak before God's people.
Amen.
Because it's very important that we know what we must do to be saved.
Amen.
And we have to make sure that we maintain our salvation as
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
So let us look at 1 Kings. Let's dive into the scriptures. 2 Kings. Start at verse number 1. If you would, Brother Stroud, pick up at verse number 1.
Okay. Let me get. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper.
Hold it right there. Naaman was the commander and chief of the Syrian army. He was a great and honorable man. He was strong, mighty, brave man, and powerful warrior. But he was a leper. Let us think about some of the things that you were before you became a Christian.
Okay.
God uses us in mysterious ways. No matter what you have going on in your life, God can still use you. You just have to come to him and allow him to do his work.
Amen.
Leprosy was a disease that was made for one that was unclean. For us today, it is sin that makes us unclean. Some are going to be very shocked on the day of judgment. Matthew 7, verse 21. You don't have to turn there, Brother Stroud. But 7, 21 through 23, it says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." Here's the sad conclusion that we may find out. All these wonderful things that we may have done. We may be great, great men of God. We may be honorable in the eyesight of men. But are we great and honorable in the eyesight of God?
Amen.
Because that's the most important thing.
Amen.
And he will say, "And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." We don't want this to happen on the day of judgment. Make sure we get it right. Make sure that we're great for God. Because it doesn't matter if you're great for Brother Stroud or Brother Brooks or Brother Smith or Brother Foreman or Brother Gulix. It doesn't matter. God is the only important thing,
Amen,
that matters in this case.
Amen.
Verse number 2.
"And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife."
Hold it right there. Look at this significant part of this story. A little maid. No matter how small you are in the church, it doesn't matter. You still can help out. Mm-hmm. You can provide information to anyone. Don't be afraid of anyone in the church. Because no matter your stature in the church, we're all little children to God. You have a place as a servant. This little maid was a young female. She was a servant to Naaman's wife. She waited on Naaman's wife because she had some very important information to provide for her. And this is what it comes when we have some very important information to get to our brothers and sisters. Don't matter what it is, we should wait. Wait on them. No matter what time it is, make sure we put God first.
Mm-hmm.
Put God's business first, and then share that information with who we need to share it with. Verse number 3.
"And she said unto her mistress, Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, but he would recover him of his leprosy."
Hold it right there. I don't mean to keep stopping, but our sugar stick is going to be verses 10 through 15. But it's just important that we kind of set this up for what we're trying to discuss here. We want to make sure that we get to the proper place. This mistress, this young maid said that if you could just get to Samaria, where the prophet is, he will recover him from his leprosy. We should be telling people, if you just get to the Church of Christ,
Amen,
you can be saved today.
Amen.
You can have your sins washed away. You can be added to the one true church in the Bible that we can read about, the Church of Christ. That's what we should be sharing with people every time, instead about the ball games and what's going on in social media today. Who's doing this and who's doing that? We should be sharing, get to the Church of Christ, a sound Church of Christ. Because today you don't know, they may have Church of Christ on the outside, but on the inside, you don't know what it is in there. You may be shocked. Those are the ones that's going to be standing before God, and he's going to say, "I never knew you." Verse number 4.
"And one went in and told his Lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment."
Stop right there, Brother Shroud, 1 second. Look at the money that's being passed around here, that's being picked up. When I was studying this last night and throughout the week, I come across this. It said that the 6,000 pieces of gold was about $48,000.
Mm.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about what you can do with it.
Indeed.
Just think about the blessing that he was trying to receive, that he was going to receive, and how much he thought the value of it. And this is what we should think about when we're thinking about the Holy Spirit that God has given us. how valuable it is to us. What price did you put on that? God put a price on it where he gave his son, where his son had to go through humiliating changes of beatings and things of that nature. That's very powerful. What is your value on the spirit that you have inside of you as a Christian? Continue on verse number 6, Brother Stroud.
And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy."
Verse number 7.
And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doeth sin unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me."
We must realize, as Christians, just like this king did, the Lord killeth and maketh alive, and he bringeth down to the grave, and he bringeth up. That's 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse number 6. We have to realize that who's in control. We have to know who has the power to deliver you. Verse number 8.
And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel."
The king knew that he couldn't provide any help, but Elisha knew that he was the man of God, and he had the spiritual power to help Naaman. Sometimes the man of God has to have his antennas up to see what's going on. You may be able to provide relief to someone. They may not be able to get that information to you, but you may have to be listening at all times to make sure that you can send the proper information to someone so they can actually be saved. Verse number 9, we're getting to it.
So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha.
Verse number 10.
And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean."
Okay. We never know who God will use to deliver a message. Jesus sent information to Ananias to go to Paul to deliver some information while he was traveling on the road to Damascus. That's in Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 19. And he also told him, you know, while Paul was sitting there, he was on his knees and he was praying. He said, "Why tarriest thou?" Mm-hmm. That tells us, like from this morning, Brother Brooks was speaking about, you know, someone's talking about the sinner's prayer. There's no such thing as a sinner's prayer. Mm-hmm. It's evidence here in this scripture. Paul was praying, but there was no salvation there. Mm-hmm. There was no help there. So he told him he needed to get up and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. That's what we must do in the churches of Christ. We must continue to hold on to the doctrine of Christ. Make sure that we preach in season and out of season. Make sure that we're preaching the word at all times, not adding to or subtracting from either as well. We want to make sure that we present ourselves as holy and acceptable, present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. The church should not have a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without a blemish.
Amen.
That's Ephesians 5, 26 through 27. The church should be fully equipped with biblical leadership, teachers, preachers, elders, deacons. The reason is for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. The church needs to be fully furnished. God doesn't want the church to be like a woman with a broken heel. Mm-hmm. She's limping around. She can't walk straight. Things are going to happen. There are other things. There's work to be done. There's also a building up to edifying the church with leadership. We have to make sure that we continue to support the ARMS program,
mm-hmm.
because it's a great foundation to develop elders, deacons, Amen. Preachers, and Bible teachers.
Amen.
We have to make sure that we get to work so we can be fully organized as God has commanded us to be. Because we don't want to be limping around. Nobody wants to be that way.
Amen.
And I think thank Brother Stroud and Brother Brooks for putting the class together. And I believe that it will truly happen here very soon. So I ask you to continue to support the brothers that are in the class. And encourage them.
Amen.
And we have to make sure that we step up and do our role in the body of Christ so we can work together. Even though you have elders and deacons in the church, you still have to work together.
Amen.
There's so much division throughout the churches of Christ, and it shouldn't be that way. We are the only one true church.
Amen.
And we should act like it. We should make sure that we stay the course, not altering it. Verse number 11, Brother Stroud, please.
But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper.
Naaman was angry. How many times have you spoken to your friends, family members, co-workers about the church? And they get mad when you tell them some information about what to do to be saved. You tell them that there's only one church, according to Ephesians 4:4. There's only one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope. Ephesians 1:22 says, "Have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body." People get upset when you tell them that. Just like Naaman, he was given some information mm-hmm. on what to do, but he was thinking that, oh, man, he's going to come, and he's going to do something very special.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to stand up, and he's going to put his hand over the land, and all the lepers is going to clear out. Friend, God doesn't work that way.
Amen.
He doesn't work on our time schedule. Amen. He doesn't work how we think he's supposed to work. We have to get in line with what the Lord said do.
Amen.
Because if we don't, we can't make heaven our home. Heaven will not be our home. Let's look at some more information at what Naaman said. Look at Naaman's response in verse 12.
Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage.
People will say, what about the Baptists? What about the Catholic? What about the Methodists? What about the non-denominational church? That's a church too. Can I go over there and be washed as well?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have my sins taken away in those churches? They all are a church. But I tell you, no, friend, you have to do just like the man of God has mm-hmm. already spoken to you.
Yeah.
He's told you where to go.
Yes.
He says, Abner and Para. The rivers of Damascus, are they better than Jordan? Are they better than the Jordan River? We must understand that there's no salvation in any other name.
Amen.
We must make sure that we don't fall on deaf ear to this type of information.
Amen.
Because it's always been said, those are some good people over there. We have family members that are in these places. And actually being taught the wrong information.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our job to get them on the right course.
Amen.
Let us also remember, sometimes there are discussions about baptism as well. Look at 1 Peter 3:21. It says, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. It's not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We must stick to that scripture. Make sure that we stay with that scripture and know that baptism does save.
Amen.
Here's some information about when you're discussing some things with your family. What about your children when you're at dinner time and you're trying to decide on where we're going to eat? We might say that we're going to go to McDonald's, and then someone will say, well, I want to go to Burger King. A lot of times in a parent and child relationship, the parents say, "We going where I say we going." Is that right, Brother Huey? We're going to Chick-fil-A. I like Chick-fil-A too, brother.
Amen.
What about picking out your children's clothes? I know when our youngest daughter was coming up, I used to go out and buy her all her clothes. And she just like, "Man, these are some nice clothes. It's the best thing." But man, when she became a teenager, it's like, "Dad, what you doing? What are you buying? We don't wear that anymore." And I think back now with my granddaughter, she's coming up now. And I try to buy her stuff too, and the grandson as well. And they're all excited. I'm like, "Man, I sure hope they keep this same excitement when they get older, because then the price goes up. Because we're looking for the cheap things, but they're looking for the most expensive things." So what about comparing the teams to each other?
Okay.
Some may say, "Let's go watch the Dallas Cowboys, brother." My brother back there in the back there. Some may say, "Well, what about the Texans? Let's go watch the Texans. That's a football team too, you know." But the big thing is, Brother Oles, is that everybody says that the Dallas Cowboys is America's team.
Okay.
Why is it, Brother Oles, that everybody wants to say, no, we're America's team now? But back then, nobody wanted that title. They were afraid of it.
Okay.
So those are some things that people are kind of actually thinking about. Even when husband and wives, you know, they have differences of opinions as
okay.
well. They may say, "Well, I want to go here, and I want to go do this," mm-hmm. or "I want to go do that," especially when you're going on vacation. You know, some of the brothers, you might want to go fishing. You know, I know Brother Brooks, he liked to go golfing. You know, and Sharon might say, "Well, I want to go shopping
okay.
on our vacation." And Brother Stroud, he might want to watch the baseball game mm-hmm. or something. And Sister Stroud may say something otherwise that she want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how we can always kind of pick
Amen.
And choose and look at things.
Amen.
If we look in the Bible, as far as to make a spiritual application, is something that we need to be cautious about. Remember Samson and his first marriage? Remember, he went and married a Philistine.
Okay.
But his parents were trying to warn him and tell him, "Hey, is there any women amongst your brethren
mm-hmm.
that you can't find? You got to go find the enemy." God also talks in Nehemiah. He talks about how the Jews married the wives of Ashdod.
Okay.
These are worshipers of false gods.
Okay.
They are of Ammon and Moab. These are all false gods that they were worshiping, but they wanted to go marry them and have them as their wives. God has cautioned them. Look what happened to them. If you get a chance, go back and read Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 23 and following. Their language was twisted up. They were confused. They were speaking partiality. They were speaking Jewish language. They were trying to speak the language of Ashdod as well. So God is trying to tell us, you need to make sure you be careful who you marry. I look at Brother Huey and Brother Deanne, or Sister Deanne. They were members of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And how they got married. That should be taught. That should be one of the things that we teach all members
Amen.
That are
Amen.
Single and looking to be married.
Amen.
Look for a Christian.
Amen.
Because you're going to have a battle. There's going to be times where if you have children, you're going to be split. God is warning us about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to take heed to those warnings. Amen. Let's finish up with verse 13 of 2 Kings.
"And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, 'My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, wash and be clean?'"
His servants had to have a conversation with him. Sometimes we have to have, brothers and sisters, we have to have a conversation with
mm-hmm.
each other.
Amen.
When it comes to the word of God, we might not all see the scripture the same way, but we should come to a reasonable a scriptural based answer to where we should all be on the same page.
Amen.
So don't get discouraged when you have to go and talk to a brother about some information. Just go to him in love.
Yes.
Make sure that you show that you're mild and you're meek, and make sure that you have the Spirit of God with you when you go and speak with them. Because sometimes we may be off. It may be something that you've been taught before that just may not add up to what you had previously learned.
Amen.
So don't let your ego get in the way to information that's being provided to you.
Amen.
Verse 14.
Then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
Look what happens when we obey what the man of God says.
Amen.
We can become new again. We can become clean. Nobody wants to walk around dirty. Nobody wants to be smelly. Nobody wants to be an eyesore, so to speak, a spiritual eyesore. I'm not talking about the physical stink. I'm talking about the spiritual stink.
Amen.
That's the one that God cares about. Because you and men will look at us differently on the outside, but you need to see what's on the inside before you actually judge this person. We must also know that not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ. Christ has done so much for us.
Amen.
Jesus done some things, or he taught some commands to the 12 in Matthew 10, verse 5 through 14. He taught them to go and heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. He says, freely you have received, freely give. We should be willing to give to one another freely, not expecting anything back in return.
Amen.
I know a lot of times we think about monetary values and things of that nature, but guess what? All the money in the world doesn't mean anything to God, because God has everything.
Amen.
Make sure that we're balanced. Make sure we're giving our monies, our time, whatever the works of the ministry is to be done.
Amen.
Make sure that we do it all that's in decent and in order.
Amen.
Make sure we do that. Jesus commanded us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
We must believe. We must have belief plus baptism to be saved.
Amen.
We can't have one without the other. We never know where our help will come. Be willing to listen to the words of the man of God. The words may be sent by messenger, or they may share info with you personally. Do not leave any portion out. If it requires doing something seven times, as long as it doesn't violate the laws of God, just do it.
Amen.
According to the saying of the man of God, God sent his only begotten son. According to the saying of the man of God, this son will stand trial and be judged by his peers. According to the saying of the man of God, this son was sentenced to death. According to the saying of God, the judge wanted to let this son go, but the people wanted him dead. They wanted to let a murderer go free. According to the saying of the man of God, the judge ordered the son to be beaten. According to the saying of the man of God, the son was spit upon. According to the saying of the man of God, the son was mocked. According to the saying of the man of God, he was slapped. According to the saying of the man of God, the son had nails driven in his left hand and in his right hand and in his feet. According to the saying of the man of God, the son had a crown of thorns placed upon his head. According to the son of God, according to the saying of the man of God, the son hung six long hours. According to the saying of the man of God, the son cried, "Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" According to the saying of the man of God, the son was pierced in his side. Out came blood and water that purchased the only church that we can read about in the Bible. According to the saying of the man of God, the soldier said, "Truly, this man is the Son of God." The gospel story must be preached every Amen. Lord's Day.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried, and he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. We must be willing to hear this gospel story according to Romans 10 and verse number 17.
Okay.
We must be willing to believe this same gospel story about a man that came and gave his life for all the whole world. We must be willing to change. We Amen. Must be willing to repent.
Amen.
According to Luke 13, 3 and 5. Because you can be going the wrong direction. If you're seeing your friends or family members going down a one-way street and you know that they were going to fall off that cliff, would you let them go that way? Once you warn them, you should make a change about face and go the other direction.
Amen.
And then you must confess that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
And now you are a candidate for baptism, where you must be washed in the watery grave of baptism, where you must believe and be baptized, according to Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. And the most important thing that we must do as Christians, remain faithful unto death.
Amen.
Members of the Church of Christ, we have to continue to live faithfully unto death. It's not a such thing as once saved, always saved. We have to continue in the doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
Make sure that we are doing things that are right. Make sure that we stay spiritual. Make sure we're doing those things that's going to help us be spiritual. If you are a candidate today to be baptized, you need your sins to be washed away. You must follow those five steps that we just mentioned.
Amen.
If you are a member of the Lord's church and you have strayed away, you need to come back home.
Amen.
God wants you to come back. He don't want to see anyone perish. You have an opportunity. And if you need prayer or anything that you may need as a member of Christ, you have a connection with the Lord. You have something very special, and can't take it for granted.
Amen.
Because life is too short. One business that will never go out of business is the funeral homes. Mm. We see hearse driving down the street day after day after day. If you need to get your life right tonight, I suggest that you come together. Whatever you may do, whatever you may need tonight, if it's baptism or if you need to come to the Lord and rededicate your life,
Amen.
As together we stand and sing the song of encouragement, come and let it be known.
Amen.